For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team headed to Houghton this weekend to take on the Michigan Tech Huskies. Joined by Eric Polkamp, freshman defenseman out of the Brainerd area. Played for Team USA in the World Juniors. R.H. Bob Peters instilled into this program that that Beaver sweater, the green and the white, is almost sacred. Mm-hmm. What was it like the first time you saw your Team USA jersey hanging up in your stall, and it says Polkamp on the back, and it says USA on the front?
Well, first it started off with the Junior A Challenge, but it had the jersey, but I was a late addition, so my name tag was kind of like a makeshift one. So then seeing this one and then seeing the real name tag and everything, I mean, your name bar is right there, and they do a perfect job setting it up. They tuck in the sleeves, do everything, so, I mean, it looks really, really good.
What is it like representing your country in that event?
I mean, it's crazy. Those semifinal and that final game was just a whirlwind. I mean, just being out there and seeing all those Sweden fans that when they're playing home in their rink is just something you got to see once in your lifetime. And being able to beat them in their rink is just super cool. I mean, it was dead silent after the game, and it was a fun win.
What did you learn about yourself as a player throughout those couple of weeks?
I think you just got to realize you're a good hockey player and then how far you got to go to be where those guys are. I mean, those guys are first-round picks, top 10, and they're really good players, obviously really good persons too. And you just try to be like them and try to get as close as you can to them.
What's maybe one thing you learned skill-wise? I mean, you've got some great coaches. You've got some great guys in that locker room that you can bounce stuff off of. What'd you learn as a player?
I think the equipment trainer and the athletic trainer do a really good job of like how to be a pro. I mean, everything, you got to do everything right. I mean, you got to put really good food in your body and just stretching after like practice, for example, and how well they do it and how well they take care of themselves will go a really long way, I think.
Not anybody can just say, hey, I want a gold medal. What was it like looking at that thing and going, wow, look what we just accomplished as a team?
Yeah, I mean, this one's definitely a lot heavier and definitely means a lot more to me and me and my family. And just winning it with them there is just crazy. I mean, the trophy, I think it's into six pieces right now after we had it. So, I mean, it's just awesome. And being with those guys for 4 weeks and winning it with them means a lot to me.
How hard was it to be away from your team?
It was tough that first weekend too, and I wanted to play Bowling Green probably the most out of any team, and it was tough watching. But then the other 2 weekends I really didn't get to see because the time zone changed. But it was different, like even your group chat going off and them all being here and you're not being here. It kind of sucked to watch every night and wish you could be out there, but you couldn't.
So you're at an absolute high of highs as a player, and you watch Kyle Loeft, who is the heart and soul of this team here, wear a couple of pucks off of his hand and he's now out. What's it like hearing that news from across an ocean?
Yeah, I didn't really know much of it until I actually saw that Twitter picture of him in the hospital. I was like, what just happened? So I sent him a text right away, and I thought maybe it would be 1 or 2 weeks knowing Loofty. So I thought he'd be back here, but he was at the rink here. He's awesome, and he's trying to be like a little assistant coach, which I'll give him crap for. No, but he'll be awesome, and he's coming with this week. I thought I had the room to myself, but I didn't. But we'll be talking all the time here and there, so it's awesome to see. He's happy. He's happy around here, but you know, he should be out there nice.
Houghton is one of those places that I think every hockey fan needs to be at. What have your brothers told you about playing in that building and what it's like?
So my brothers actually lost the CCHA final in that rink, and I remember watching as a little kid and being like, wow, this rink's crazy, and the fans are right on top of you. And obviously, talking to these guys, it seems like a super fun place to play, and I'm really excited. It'll be my first games back playing there.
And, oh, by the way, they're really important games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, pretty much every game is important, but these two are really big. And I like, last time they were here, they were giving us a lot of crap, so I'm excited to play those guys.
Best of luck.
Thank you.